y'all. I hope this message finds you well. This week, I want to discuss intentionally raising the frequency both internally and externally. One of the best lessons I've learned and continue to explore is the knowledge of setting the frequency for yourself and your surroundings. When we make intentional actions to vibrate higher, we simultaneously set up an environment conducive to our most authentic self. This is why it is important to mind the company that we keep, as others' frequency has a direct effect on us, whether we are aware of it or not. As you spend more time honing in and fine-tuning your authentic frequency, you will be able to better decipher if other people's aura is an energetic match for yours. It can be disheartening realizing people you thought were in your corner are actually secretly wishing for your demise. But remember, how people act with or toward you is merely a projection of the internal peace or anguish that resides within them, and you are not responsible for how they choose to behave. You are, however, responsible for protecting yourself and readjusting your external surroundings accordingly to maintain your highest frequency. This is why it is important to know who you are and not allow the projection of others to deter or discourage you. However, this does not mean we should isolate ourselves in the name of maintaining positive vibes only, as that is just as equally dangerous. We must learn how to coexist within our chosen communities and take both responsibility and accountability for our emitted auras, both internally and externally, while keeping in mind that we are all human and are continuously shifting and growing to become more and more aligned with our best, most authentic self, showing grace for ourselves and others. In the name of continuously growing, I recently challenged myself to be more intentional with the words I use with myself and my chosen family. I've chosen to raise the frequency by eliminating the seemingly innocent, unconscious phrase, "What's wrong with it?" that can unintentionally lower the surrounding frequency. Although this may seem insignificant, it is small conscious actions like this that slowly rewire and shift the unconscious to think more abundantly and less in a lack mindset. When you say, "What's wrong with it?" that automatically equates lack. What is the thing in question lacking that makes it wrong? So in choosing to shift that phrase to one of more abundance, such as, "What was the inspiration behind it?" I am maintaining / elevating the external frequency while simultaneously raising my internal frequency and awareness. Check out my "Why I No Longer Ask What's Wrong With It" chat. Easy 4-ingredient DIY Lavender Heart Tea Home Mist Spray. To celebrate Lavender Heart Tea's new print release at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I wanted to share with you all my easy 4-ingredient DIY Lavender Heart Tea Home Mist Spray. In the name of keeping the vibration and energy elevated high in my home, external surrounding, I choose to create my own mist and to ensure ingredients are high in alignment and absent of harsh and harmful chemicals. Ingredients: distilled water, rubbing alcohol, empty glass spray bottle, essential oils, and optional mini funnel. Instructions: based on the size of the spray bottle, add 2 parts distilled water, 1 part rubbing alcohol, and 3 to 4 drops of essential oils of choice to glass spray bottle. Shake, and voila! A high vibrational home mist spray. Interested in creating the Lavender Heart Tea DIY Organic Home Mist Spray? Use my Amazon affiliate links for all the items. If you choose to add any of the items mentioned above to your Amazon cart, please make sure to click and use my affiliate links provided in this love note. I appreciate you. And if you have any questions about anything, please feel free to leave me a comment. I'd love to chat with you. In closing, remember, set the frequency and tone you wish to emit internally and externally. Others will either bask in your glow or run for cover in the shade. Both scenarios are a win for you and your authenticity. Never cling. Allow your authentic aura to bring what is truth for you forward. Until next time, with love, Keisha.